dictation for Mary, M-A-R-Y, Natzel, N-A-T-Z-E-L, October 947. Address us a letter to Dr. Kabir, K-H-A-B-I-R, 953-5339. Dear Dr. Kabir, follow up Mrs. Natzel, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit in September. Hard of hearing, no hospital emergency room, weight appetite stable, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. She's not aware of changes in urination. No claudication symptoms or discolor of the toes, but some night cramps. She does have memory issues. She says to be taking Tums occasionally, maybe two times a week at the most, for esophageal reflux, under a lot of stress, as daughter is back from California after 23 years living with her. Other review system done. Medication list review. I'm going to highlight beta blockers, losartan, aldactone. Today, blood pressure 147.72. Hard of hearing, normal speech, no respiratory distress, very pleasant, no facial asymmetry, no localized RALS, no pericardial RAP, no ascites, edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistry is from January, anemia 11.7. Creatinine worse, 1.38. Baseline has been 0.9 to 1.1. High calcium at 11.4. Minor low sodium, normal potassium acid base. Normal albumin. Present GFR 39 to stage 3B. Minor increase of AST. Other liver function test normal. PTH relatively suppressed at 33. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, acute on chronic renal failure associated to hypercalcemia. There is some memory issues, but apparently calcium is occasionally taken once a week. Chemistry needs to be updated. We will add vitamin D125, PTH-related peptide to understand the potential source of the calcium. Blood pressure in the upper side, no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, baseline mental status, continue present regimen, beta blockers, aldactone, losartan, continue management of other medical issues, further advice with results,